Good morning, guys. It is the 5th of August, and we are well into the year. We're actually finishing up the year, and we haven't done a podcast for a little bit. We've been training for the battle. We had about 13 teams training for the battle, and we did very, very well there as a box. We know, yeah, at CrossFit the Robber, we are very proud of all our members and all the work that they put in, and it showed on the day. We had one of our masters ladies finished up on the podium. We had a few beginners teams finish in the top 10 and top 5. Our elite ladies finished just outside the podium, and same with regards to the elite guys. And then it was just an overall great weekend of competition, fun. It was nice to be around all the members from the box, and yeah, it's always good to train towards something. And now we are looking forward to the open, which is the 10th of October. That's going to be a fun one. It's an awesome way to test ourselves and see where we are currently with regards to our strengths and weaknesses. So guys, we always encourage to do the open. It's a good way to it's another thing to train towards. I always find that finding a reason to train is always something good to have. The box was full. It was pumping in the winter time due to the fact that we had so many people competing, and they knew they had to train and get in shape so that they could have the best time out there. And that's one of the reasons why I train. If I don't have something to train for, I know it can be somewhat monotonous or tedious just to go to the gym aimlessly and train towards, I wouldn't say nothing, but I'm more goal driven, so, and I know a lot of people are more goal driven, so, you know, things like the open or winter challenges or local competitions are always a great way to get you into the gym and let you focus on something and keep you training. So guys, that's one way to look at it. It's not to try and win things, but it's use it as a tool to get the most out of your training and have a purpose, because it's very easy to get caught into the cycle of just training willy-nilly. And training for losing weight can be a little bit monotonous and tedious. Maybe if we put our focus into somewhere else, that weight or whatever we're trying to look for will just end up happening. Doing a little podcast, not a long one, haven't done one in a while, and something that comes up in the industry of CrossFit especially. I've been in the gym industry for many years, that's mainly with the CrossFit, and I thought, a lot of people have been chatting about it, and it's made me grow as a coach to figure out reasons why, maybe I can shed some light on. And we are talking about the mystery of gymnastics. So what I mean by the mystery of gymnastics, why is it so hard to acquire these gymnastic skills? We have scaled options. We have progressions. There are a million different progressions you see online all the time. Try this, try that. Try this progression, it will help. And fair enough, all these progressions do help, and they will help. But it also comes down to the level that we are on, and we need to, there are a few factors with regards to our gymnastics work. So now guys, if you're struggling with your gymnastics, this might just shed some light on your gymnastics and how to get your gymnastics better. And maybe the penny will drop for some of us as to why it might be feeling hard, because it can be somewhat demotivating being on the same sort of progression. Or we just can't get that pull up, or we can't string a few pull ups together, or muscle ups, etc. And there's a few factors. So one of the factors is strict strength, guys. So in CrossFit we teach gymnastics, we teach kipping, we teach butterflies, muscle ups, kipping muscle ups, and alternatively, we need to understand that we have a strict strength baseline that we need to acquire in order to do these kipping movements. Yes, some of us can do 2, 3, 4 kipping pull-ups, and then we ask you guys to do one or two, and it's a big struggle. Just remember, to acquire more kipping pull-ups, you will still need to get more strict strength. Same thing with our toes to bar, same thing with our muscle-ups. The strict strength is our baseline, and we need to focus on that strict strength. I always say, Coach, how do I get better at my muscle-ups? And my whole go-to is, listen, you're trying to pull your body weight above a bar. So never mind a pull-up, you're trying to get your body weight above the bar. And look, some people make it look easy. Yes, we generate some momentum through our kip, and the mechanics are there. However, the strength isn't. So some of us have beautiful kips, and we're getting our hips high, and why can't I just transition? End of the day, it comes down to that strict strength. And I always say to a few of my clients, I always tell them, look, we, in order to get better at your muscle-ups, or whatever the case is, work those strict pull-ups. It's only going to benefit. It's only going to make that pull stronger. So strict strength, guys. How do we get better at our squat cleans or our weightlifting? We back squat. We deadlift. That's the strict strength, if you put it in S's. The compound movement. The movement that builds a nice baseline so that we can stand up the bar in our clean and jerk or our snatch. So strict strength is one thing to look at. If you're struggling with those strict strength, move to a progression that's going to allow you to be strict as possible, and spend a few weeks working on that strict strength before or after class. Another thing is body awareness. So another factor that we can place or put into the equation is our body awareness. Some of us struggle actually with the basics like kipping, not knowing when to shoot our hips or when to push our chest forward, get into that hollow arc or Superman position. We don't know where, how to control our body and our body awareness. And it transcends right throughout. So if we're struggling with our body awareness, you're finding box jumps hard, etc., or our gymnastics especially, we don't know when to fire, when to pull muscles, when to engage muscles. Body awareness. So guys, so basic movements. Box jumps, how to jump on a box, lifting your legs up, core engagement skills. And we need to just make sure that we're understanding that maybe our body awareness is not there. And then I always say, if our body awareness is not out, I always say go back to the basics. Start off with small, very small kips on a pull-up bar. Not these big, huge erratic where we see these huge arching backs. Just start off small and see if we can control. I always say, can you start kipping and then stop yourself by engaging your core and stopping dead and then jumping off the bar? If we are unable to do that, maybe our body awareness is a little bit out. We're not knowing how to engage the core at the right times, etc. And that's something that we can look at. A little bit of hollow rocks on the floor, core engagement, that just gives our body awareness. Some Supermans, etc. You know, these are the things that we need to look at. If you feel like the body awareness side of things is maybe a factor. And then guys, the last one and the most important one that no one wants to hear is our body weight. So guys, why is gymnastics hard? And we need to understand that we are taking our body weight and we are trying to perform high skill gymnastics with our body weight. Now our body weight is unforgiving, i.e. we are trying to lift our body weight. So I put it to one of the classes the other day. If you had to load up, listen, coach, I want to do 10 unbroken kipping pull-ups. I always say to them, well, let's have some perspective. Can you load up a bar on your body weight and do 10 unbroken clean and jerks? Now, if I'm weighing 100 kilos or 100 or 80 kilos even, to do 10 reps unbroken is a big ask. Now, I'm just trying to put into perspective of how much strength that we do need in order to lift that body weight. So body weight is a big thing, guys, and we need to understand, we need to try and be, some of us are under the false illusion that, oh no, I'll get my muscle up and I'm weighing a lot of over 100 kilos. That, look, you might get one or two if that strength base is good and your kipping is good, but to string multiple reps together is going to be a tough ask. Not just on your hands, the hands will rip, but it's just going to be a lot harder. Obviously, losing a little bit of weight in the process is going to make that gymnastics a whole lot easier. So just put it into perspective. If you are thinking about, oh, I need to get 15 pull-ups and you're struggling with 5 at the moment, and we all know if we need to lose a bit of weight, I'm telling you now, if you lose an extra 1 or 2 kilos, those pull-ups are going to be that much easier. Those toes to bar are going to be that much easier, and so are those muscle-ups if we're trying to get those muscle-ups. I know as an athlete, when I put on an extra kilo or two, my high-end gymnastics does take a bit of an effect. I do not struggle, but I do start struggling at the high end. So when I used to be able to do 10 muscle-ups, I might still be able to do that 10, but they definitely feel a lot harder than what they normally would if I put on a few kgs. And now we need to take that into consideration. So just remember that. So we need our strict strength, body awareness, and as well as our own body weight. Our power to weight ratio is a big thing. So our power to weight ratio, some of us, our power to weight ratio is great, strict strength is not. So we need to look at those three factors: strict strength, body awareness, and our own personal body weight. And just expect if we are a heavier person, or we're carrying a little bit of extra muscle, a little bit of extra body fat, those gymnastics are going to take a little bit longer, and it's just going to require a little bit more strength and a little bit of weight loss. And we all know where weight loss is: a little bit of training, and definitely in the kitchen. So guys, that's just a little bit of light I'd like to share on gymnastics and those factors, and hopefully you guys can maybe pinpoint something there, and you know, maybe put it to good use. Come and ask one of the coaches, coach, what do you think I should work on? And we are only there to help you guys out and help you progress. And I always live by the philosophy of, would you like a straight answer and a truthful answer? Would you like to hear what you want to hear? And always the truthful is 10 times the best option, or the answer that we need. So guys, it's not about the answer that we want, it's the answer that we need. I hope this helps you guys out with regards to your gymnastics. We're going to start doing a little bit of podcasts. I've got a nice interesting one with regards to one of our members. We're going to set up a podcast, and that will be a nice little bit of an interesting listen. Guys, hopefully we have an awesome month. We're going to try and get back into this podcast and have a bit of a listen. Please, guys, if you enjoyed this, or it shed a little bit of light to you guys with regards to gymnastics, pop a thumbs up on the group or give us a like so that we know that we can carry on doing these podcasts. Guys, hopefully we have an awesome month ahead, and have a good one.